I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I learned about the value of speed trolling when my father and I went and saw a Buck Perry demonstration way back in the 1970s. This guy invented a lure called the spoon plugs, and he speed trolled them. I'll tell you why speed trolling works so well, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
I've been out lately speed trolling northern pike. When the water warms up and those pike get active, you can really catch a lot of northerns, triggering strikes with speed trolling. That's what it does. Back in the 1970s, my father and I attended a seminar by Buck Perry, who invented the spoon plugs. He used to speed troll these spoons all around these lakes and catch huge bass, huge walleyes, huge northern pike. And I'm thinking, why do these things work? The research I did showed that it was a trigger strike. You can get fish to bite in a couple different ways. You can get them to feed, and using live bait usually does that. Or maybe they're hungry and they will hit an artificial lure. Or you can trigger a strike. Make them curious. Make them strike at a lure because they just want to either see what it is or they want to get it out of the zone that they're in. And that's what speed trolling does. It initiates a triggering strike from those fish. And when the water warms up, I'll take a lure, any lure that can be trolled quickly, and I'll run it at about 3 miles an hour and trigger bites all over the lakes. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.